you see yourself in A.J. Brown.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, absolutely. That's why when everybody said, what is he doing? I said, the man is totally focused. This is totally focused. I'm focused on my energy being good energy for the team, and I'm going to focus on me, and I know I can't let this situation take over me. I understand it because he and I are the same dude. I understand what he was doing right there, and I think all of us, a lot of receivers need to learn it. And even do this right here, what he's doing, because it really is brilliant. They got through the game, and he was out there joking when Saquon didn't go all the way and run. You know what I mean? So he put him back in the right frame of mind, even though he only got one pass. I don't know if the book could have helped me with one pass in a playoff game, but it helped him, and that's good. That's good.
The voices of Michael Irvin and Colin Cowherd. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, Kyle Quinn behind the glass. 215-592-9494. Nick Sirianni coming up at 12:05 today. Maybe we'll get some news on if that guy is going to practice this week, A.J. Brown. Right back to your calls in a second here. Did everything that happened Wildcard Weekend change how you feel about the Eagles making a Super Bowl run? Yes or no? Hugh, what'd you make of that? Was interesting. Irvin saying he kind of saw himself in A.J. and then the way maybe they're both emotional players, and he liked what A.J. did with the book.
Yeah. Because I did, too. I mean, it's one of those things where, you know, when we talked about it and I saw it, I had the initial reaction that everybody else did. I was like, wow, he did that on purpose. And that's when I started to, you know, dig a little deeper, find out about the book, look at some of the reviews, and then go online and just see what other people's thought process was. And that's exactly what he did. You would rather – see, AJ's in a precarious position right now. Is because everything that he does, it gets magnified. And sometimes it gets magnified for the negative because a lot of people don't have the depth. I'm not taking shots at anybody, but it's the truth. A lot of people don't have the depth to look beyond what they see. You know, because I saw a lot of pundits on television the other day. They saw it and they immediately thought it was a negative. Now, knowing what we know about AJ, if he would have acted a fool, he would have played into the narrative that they've already spun for him, you know. But instead, he read the book and he centered himself. He got back to where he needed to be because maybe he was frustrated. I don't think it's a far stretch to say that he was frustrated. He only had one catch during the game. But he refocused, and he didn't do anything that was detrimental to the team. But when you hear other people talk about it and when they have something to say about it, it is detrimental to the team. How? He saw himself getting outside of himself, and he knew that in that moment it was not called for. So what did he do? He went back to something that allowed him to center himself. He read a book on the sideline and got back to where he needed to be, and the team won. But he doesn't get a pass because to a lot of people, he's already a canceler. He's already a bad guy. And instead of looking at it like for what it really was, he didn't want his – he's an emotional guy. He didn't want his emotion to take over and mess up the moment. So I don't have a problem. I don't have a problem with it.
Yeah, I didn't either. Especially when, like you said, and we kind of dove into it on Monday, and it's been talked about the last couple of days, what that book was. And boy, that author is probably the happiest guy in the world
oh,
right
no,
now.
Oh, no, he's blown up. He's blown up now. Yeah.
I know. I see him doing interviews. The one thing that. Yeah, he is. Hugh, the one thing I think is really interesting from the way you thought it could have played out versus it did, let's just say he doesn't have the book. He doesn't read the book. He is frustrated on the sideline. Hugh, he may be and I don't know what he was feeling, but if he was frustrated and he did act out on the sideline instead of reading, he may have just been frustrated that he's not feeling himself, right? We know he's not. He wasn't running himself, but it would have come off as – he's upset at the quarterback. He's upset at the offense. Just throw me the damn ball, the old Keyshawn Johnson thing. Like, there's a million reasons for A.J. to maybe feel some frustration on Sunday. Like you said, he only had one catch. But I don't think it would have come off. Like, no one would have known why he was annoyed. It would have just been, oh, he's annoyed again, even though this time it might just be his knees bothering him and he can't run them the same way he normally does.
I would venture to say it's the latter, Joe. I think that when you talk about a guy of his caliber and how he sees himself and perceives himself, he wants to be one of the guys that's a heavy contributor to the success of the football team. Yeah. That's basically what Mike Irvin was talking about, how in a playoff game he was a non-factor. That's probably how A.J. felt, knowing that he wasn't 100% and he was a non-factor for the most part. But he is a factor because his presence out there means a lot. And that's probably what he had to work through. And you know what else I did when I saw that? I looked at his teammates around him to see what their reaction was. And to be honest, because who was it? Schmitty was sitting right beside him. Schmitty, it was like it was no big deal. Like, that's why I felt like it was not a thing, because it felt to me the Schmitty's reaction was something of, this is something he's seen before. You know, I know Jalen said he hadn't seen him read the book before, but hell, if we're being honest, Jalen sits on the other side of the bench by himself for the most part, so how would he see it? But when Jalen said that, a lot of people took that and ran with it. You know, Jalen's trying to say he lied. No, Jalen was being honest, because he was like, hell, he sits on the other side of the bench. So I just think that sometimes, especially when you have a player like him, you need to give him the benefit of the doubt, because he's said a lot, he's been through a lot, and he's a guy that I think for the most part is misunderstood, because I hear a lot of people talk about, when they talk about AJ, malcontent, cancer, and all other stuff, and I don't think that's fair. I think he's a passionate person. I think he wears his heart on his sleeves, but at the end of the day, he wants to win.
So here's my question now. Should the three of us start having books when we're all having some, you know, challenging times? Like on Fridays,
yeah,
when people call you out and call you plant-based and everything, human scared. And
definitely.
When Jay in West Philly calls me and wants to argue with every point I make, when callers are making Kyle lose his mind behind the glass, should we now have books in studio, Hugh, to just center ourselves during the show? Maybe it would help us.
You know what it is? You know what is funny? Because I talked to my cousin about a week ago, and he said, a lot of times you don't need a book. You just do the slow chuckle. You know, when you're trying to recenter
you
yourself.
You do that a lot. You're good at the slow chuckle, would you?
You just go, I heard that, you know. Something like that, because you just
you're
yourself.
Better at the slow chuckle.
You
got to
do the slow chuckle, man, because at the end of the day, it's bad for chemistry. You know what I mean? Sometimes,
sure.
Especially when you're trying to win, it's bad for chemistry. You just got to go ahead and let it be what it is. Do the slow chuckle and just keep it moving. So that's what he did.
Keep moving. All right. We're going to keep track of Hugh's slow chuckles and my yells instead of reading books. Our Twitter question, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation, PIDentalCenter.com. All right, let's get to the phones here, your phone calls. And about 10 minutes from now, apparently I missed something already on the show today. I must not be locked in, because I missed something that Kyle wants to replay for us.
They'll cook your bacon and take care of your baby girl, man. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's why you guys are here to help me out. Bruce, what's up, buddy?
If you don't turn that damn TV down,
work
man.
Again?
I'm here.
If you don't turn that TV down, man.
No, that wasn't TV. I was actually on a discussion right quick.
No, Bruce is making that bread, Hugh. I mean, he's
okay.
Working.
Okay. My bad, Bruce. My bad.
That's right. Hey, but look. But hey, man. I'm so glad. I'm just so glad that we're talking about this, man. Hey, man. Come on, man. You plant-based about Sunday? I mean, I don't get it.
I am a little plant-based. Yeah, I am. I mean, Bruce, I'm a little worried about this one. Yep.
Well, you know what? See, here's the thing. And Kyle, you know, made a good point earlier about why he's not worried. And I'm pretty much subscribed to that. And a couple of other things right off the bat. You know, for one thing, here's the thing. People are bent out of shape because of the performance of the Rams, and that should be a non-factor. First of all, that offensive line for Minnesota, they're not going to be able to do that against our offensive line. And again, it's the defense and our ball control, and we know how to beat them. Other factors, and this is the other thing that's not really talked about too much, aside from the weather, is their lead tight end get hurt in the game. You know, he got knocked out. He got some kind of chest contusion. He's not going to be 100%.
Apparently he was spitting up blood after the game, McVay said.
Yeah,
so we'll see what his status is.
Yeah, and he was the one that was killing him. So I don't think he's going to even be available. So with that said, there is no way in the world just with all those factors involved, the weather involved, this is going to be like Hugh said, hey, you know, this is a business decision type of game. And I'm telling you, I predicted my last prediction was 31-13. This one is my prediction again is but this time it's going to be 27. I'm going 27-13. 27-13.
Oh, another blowout?
Look,
it could happen, Bruce, but man, when the other team has a coach like that and a quarterback like that, I don't feel as strongly as I did last week. Eagles should still win this game, but I've got nerves. I mean, you know it, Bruce. I've got them.
No, it's a legit. I'm not looking past them, but I'm just looking at the matchups on defense. They are not going to be our defense is going to I I'll entertain that for a hot minute. Now, here's the thing where that could change, right? And this is the reason why I think it's a mistake for everybody to say, you know what, we got this defense and good running game. If we have one or two injuries or incidents where we lose one or two key players to that game to the conditions, now the dynamics change. And this is the reason why, you know, we cannot settle and say, okay, we're just going to rely on a running game. What I'm going to be looking for is for Kellen Moore and to the extent Sirianni be more aggressive on play calling and get some better plays. We got to get some stuff going up the field, in the middle of the field. There were hardly any
passes. Well, and Bruce, we rarely do that. I mean, they don't use the middle of the field much. And, Bruce, we appreciate it. He was mentioning the Rams defense there. And, you know, we know the last time we faced them, we ran all over him. Saquon, that was the game he kind of put himself in the MVP mix. Hugh, how much credence do you put in how much their defense has improved? Because – Hugh, you look at their numbers since they played the Eagles, right? So they lost to the Eagles on November 24th. The Eagles scored 37. Next week, they beat the Saints 21-14. All right. The next week, they got in that shootout with Buffalo, and it was a really high-scoring game. They allowed 42 points.
Mm-hmm.
But since then, here is the points allowed for the Rams. 6 against the 49ers, 9 against the Jets, 9 against the Cardinals. I don't count week 18 because they sat their starters. And then the playoff game a few days ago, they allowed 9. So, Hugh, they haven't allowed even 10 points in a game since December 8th. I don't know if that's just a hot run because they faced some teams that weren't that good or if they turned their defense around. It's rare you see a team in the NFL allowed less than 10 points for one month straight. That's pretty good.
Yeah, but did they get bigger since the last time we saw them?
I doubt it.
Did they get stronger during the course of the season? Because that was the thing, Joe. We leaned on them. We beat them up front. And if they're going to have to try to figure out how to beat us schematically. Because if we go man for man, mano a mano, they're not big enough up front. Unless something's changed where the blocking techniques or, you know, they decide not to play on the line of scrimmage and just shoot gaps and just hope for the best or something like that. That's the only way I see them being able to match up with us physically. And, you know, it's not like our offensive linemen are slow. They're pretty quick guys. So I don't feel like they're going to be – the matchup doesn't favor them up front. That's what I'm trying to say. So you're going to have to be creative in the way that you call that game in order to generate pressure and even some run blitzes. Because the one thing that I would say if I'm the Rams that I do not want to happen, I don't want to get Saquon Barkley going downhill. So in order for me to stop that from happening, I gotta blitz him on rundown sometimes. I gotta pick my poison and I gotta get after him a little bit. Gotta be real crafty in the way that I call this defense coming up this weekend.
Let's talk to Marv in Northeast Philly. What's up, Marv?
Hey, how's it going, y'all?
Hey, Marv. What's up, buddy?
Living the dream, man. I'm not worried about this game, but I'm not going to take it easy. I'm not going to take it light. Like, oh, yeah, the Eagles is going to go in there and blow them out. Because this is the playoffs. This is any given Sunday. And we have to be vigilant on everything that we do. We can't just go in there and just take them lightly. This is still an NFL team. It's not like we're facing the Giants. If we were facing the Giants, cool, then I'll be okay. But we still are facing the Rams. They still got Puka Nacua. They still got Cooper Kupp. And they still got the quarterback, Matthew Stafford. So the defense, it could be something. But I think that we can go up against them. I've just got to make sure that our defense does their job against Matthew Stafford and hit him a couple times. Make him feel uneasy. Our pass rush has to get there. If our pass rush doesn't get there, it's like, are we? Matthew Stafford can tear us apart. And they have to play sticky coverage. They have to get up on them and don't let them get a free release. Because if they get a free release, then Matthew Stafford is going to find that open man, and they're going to, I'm not going to say win the game, but they're going to make it tighter than it should be. So hopefully our team can do what they're supposed to do.
This is Bryce Huff week.
And if they do, we're going to win it all.
This is Bryce Huff week. I'm feeling it. I feel it in my
spirit. Bryce Huff.
Yeah, Bryce Huff.
Bryce Huff. Come on,
Bryce Huff going to be that
Come
guy.
On.
Hugh, I did see a stat. I have a stat for you. Ready for this? I got a Bryce Huff stat you could hold on to for the rest of the week and the pregame show Sunday. Ready for this?
Yes.
Bryce Huff on Sunday, Hugh, against the Packers, generated a pressure on 100% of his snaps. Hugh, now he only had one snap, but he was one for one.
Yeah, he was out
in
there.
Those.
Hey man, you got to start baby steps, man. Baby steps.
I can't wait for on Sunday at the pregame, Hugh, to be like, listen, every snap
factor.
He was out there this past week.
So you got to ask, because you already know what my X factor is going to be. Bryce Huff. Bryce Huff is the X factor.
Do that every week.
Yeah, he's the catalyst.
A catalyst for what?
Hey, hold up. Marv, do I say anything when you come on the air and you give these predictions and give out these bold scores? I let you live. Let me live.
You know what? You're right about that. That's
I don't say a word. Let me live.
I should have kept my intrusive thoughts to myself.
We've been letting you live all season.
Let me live.
We're trying. All right, Marv, we appreciate the phone call. All right, you know, we let you live, Hugh. That, we do on this show. I mean, we poke at you, but we let you live. And apparently you were living well about an hour ago, so I missed this one. Kyle, what did I miss?
It.
I mean, usually I'm pretty diligent. Today, my mind might be a little bit distracted. I am doing my portion of the show from home today. My daughter's not feeling well, so I'm here. So maybe, you know, I think about an hour ago, Hugh was doing a read, and I probably got up to check on her and see what she was doing. So, Kyle, can you replay for me and the whole audience what I missed an hour ago?
Yeah, so it's been a little while since we've had one of these slip-ups from Hugh.
Yeah.
I don't know if this was like a Freudian slip or he's just really that excited about all the different kinds of bacon, but this is what happened when you walked away from your mic about an hour ago.
Hugh, what are we doing?
No, Joe, I was trying to, because this is what happened. We were talking about bacon this morning. You were asking me about cooking bacon, right? And so I tried to integrate you into the read, you know, cooking for your daughter. And then it took a turn. They got thick wood, hard. They got, and then I lost it. You're reading it, right, and your mind is wandering, and I got to speaking, and then when I realized what I said, I was like, damn, that's
a tough three words to mix up. Like,
I was like, yeah, that's a rough day, and I'm already getting killed. People that are listening, thank y'all for listening. That read will live in y'all head all day long. They got thick wood, hard. They got a lot of girth. I don't know how Hatfield's gonna feel about that.
Well, you know, the old Bischoff line: any publicity is good publicity.
I'm just saying, though.
I don't know if that's exactly what they signed up for.
They're probably gonna be like, "What the hell is he doing? What's wrong with him?"
They got thick wood, hard. They got.
Try not to sound so excited, man.
I feel like we're going to get a lot of use out of that drop.
I mean, thick wood hard. I hit that thick wood hard part kind of, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, damn, okay.
Well, there was something about the excitement in your voice that really sold it. That, you know, sometimes you stumble into words and you say it timidly. Now, you said that with your full chest.
I said it with passion. I would have rolled him until he told me no. I said it with passion. So I'm probably going to get killed for that one for a while. It's cool. It's cool.
Yeah, that's cool. Though.
Rod's about to call you in his office.
Like, what the
hell that
one doing?
Might be a...
What the hell?
Yeah, and probably going to be mad at us for bringing it back up. But that's all right. We did what we did. All right, from there, let's go to Herb in the Northeast. Hey, Herb.
Oh, wow. Here we go.
What's up there, brother?
What's up, man?
Douglas. Everybody in the past hour has been saying, including my man, Seth Joyner, okay, the same thing I've been talking about. Bump and run coverage. Don't let nobody get past you. Stay with them. Let's get the interceptions. Let's get the fumbles. Let's play defense like we played this past week and better. The offense will be the offense, okay? We'll move the ball down the field, short passes, whatever we can get. A few long, take a few shots or whatever. But in the end, we get the W. That's what it's all about. Bump and run.
That's
bang,
what it's all about, Herb. So you're feeling good about this, Herb, aren't you?
I'm feeling good about this, yes, because this past week they came through and they played. And, we're going to I'm not worried about L.A. As long as we play our defense, we're going to win the game. It's probably going to snow. It looks like snow is coming throughout the game. So get your snow.
Is this an official forecast from Herb? Are you a meteorologist? You're an official meteorologist?
I've been watching it for the last couple of days. It looks like snow.
You have snow boots for Sunday, Hugh?
Yeah, get your snow cleats on.
I bought a hat today, too. I bought another hat.
You know what's his name? McCoy had that big game in the snow that time. What was that against?
LeSean McCoy against the Lions.
Oh, it was the Lions. Okay.
Oh, yeah. It was the Lions. Detroit, I said. Yeah,
December of 2013. Remember like it was yesterday, Herb.
Yeah, that was a lot. I remember that snow game. So, I think what we got to do with AJ is get him the ball a couple times. Get him maybe on a reverse or something that we can.
Have you read that book that he brought to the sideline?
From the title or something, I can understand the whole thing. The title of the book.
Excellence.
It's a mental thing with him. It's mental, man. He just got paid in the off season. He's there's days he's got to understand. There's days that he's going to get 5, 6, 7 touches. There's days he might only get 2 or 3. There might be last week he only got 1. So you got to live with the you got to live with the movement. So the movement is. You get you the ball when we can get you the ball. You can't be greedy in this game. Greed gets you nowhere.
You know what? They should have a shirt with that on. You can't be greedy. Herb, listen, we appreciate it. I like the updated forecast. So, guys, prepare for snow. Herb said it's on the way for Sunday. All right, coming up here, Nick Sirianni's press conference. We'll carry that live for you. All your phone calls as well, 215-592-9494. Did your opinion on the Eagles' championship run change after wild card weekend? Yes or no? Where are you at? Plus, we got an awesome clip from Dallas Goedert after his touchdown on Sunday. You're not going to want to miss this. Mic'd up Goedert as he took down the Packers. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Hugh, what are we doing?
No, Joe, I was trying to, because we, you know, we, this is what happened. We were talking about bacon this morning. You were asking me about cooking bacon, right? And so I tried to integrate you into the read, you know, cooking for your daughter. And then it took a turn.
They got thick wood, hard. They got,
and then I lost it. Then when I, you know how when you read, you're reading it right, and your mind is wandering. And I got to speaking, and then when I realized what I said, I was like, "Damn, that's
a tough three words to mix up." Like,
I was like, "Yeah, that's a rough day." And I'm already getting killed. People that are listening, thank y'all for listening. That read will live in y'all head all day long.
They got thick wood, hard. They got
a lot of girth. I don't know how Hatfield's gonna feel about that.
Well, you know, the old Eric Bischoff line: any publicity is good publicity.
I'm just saying, though.
I don't know if that's exactly what they signed up for.
They're probably gonna be like, "What the hell is he doing? What's wrong with him?"
They got thick wood, hard. They got.
Don't have to sound so excited, man.
I feel like we're gonna get a lot of use out of that drop.
Wood,
I mean,
thick
that
wood hard. I hit that thick wood hard part. Kind of, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, damn, okay.
Well, there was something about the excitement in your voice that really sold it. That, you know, sometimes you stumble into words and you say it timidly. Now, you said that with your full chest.
I said it with passion. I would have rolled him until he told me no. I said it with passion. So I'm probably going to get killed for that one for a while. It's cool. It's cool.
Yeah, that's good. Though.
Rod's about to call you into his office.
Like, what the
yeah,
hell
that
you
one
doing?
Might be a.
What the hell?
Yeah, and probably going to be mad at us for bringing it back up. But that's all right. We did what we did. All right, from there, let's go to Herb in the Northeast. Hey, Herb.
Oh, wow. Here we go.
What's up there, brother?
What's up, man?
Douglas. Everybody in the past hour has been saying, including a man, Seth Joyner. Okay, the same thing I've been talking about. Bump and run coverage. Don't let nobody get past you. Stay with them. Let's get the interceptions. Let's get the fumbles. Let's play defense like we played this past week and better. The offense will be the offense, okay? We'll move the ball down the field. Short passes, whatever we can get. A few long, take a few shots or whatever. But in the end, we get the W. That's what it's all about. Bump and run.
That's what it's all about, Herb. So you're feeling good about this, Herb, aren't you?
I'm feeling good about this, yes, because this past week they came through and they played. And, you know, we're going to I'm not worried about L.A. As long as we play our defense, we're going to win the game. It's probably going to snow. It looks like snow is coming throughout the game. So get your snow.
Is this an official forecast from Herb? Are you a meteorologist? You're an official meteorologist?
I've been watching it for the last couple of days. It looks like snow.
You have snow boots for Sunday, Hugh?
Yeah, get your snow cleats on.
I bought a hat today, too. I bought another hat.
You know, what's his name? McCoy had that big game in the snow that time. What was that against?
LeSean McCoy against the Lions.
Oh, it was the Lions. Okay.
Oh, yeah. It was the Lions. Detroit, I said. Yeah,
December of 2013. Remember like it was yesterday, Herb.
Yeah, that was a lot. I remember that snow game. So, I think what we got to do with AJ is get him the ball a couple times. Get him maybe on a reverse or something that we can.
Have you read that book that he brought to the sideline?
From the title or something, I can understand the whole thing. The title of the book.
Inner excellence.
It's a mental thing with him. It's mental, man. He just got paid in the off season. He's no, you know, there's days he's got to understand. There's days that he's going to get 5, 6, 7 touches. There's days he might only get 2 or 3. There might be last week he only got 1. So, you know, you got to live with the well, you got to live with the movement. So, you know, the movement is you get you the ball when we can get you the ball. You can't be greedy in this game. Greed gets you nowhere.
You know what? They should have a shirt with that on. You can't be greedy. Herb, listen, we appreciate it. I like the updated forecast. So, guys, prepare for snow. Herb said it's on the way for Sunday. All right, coming up here, Nick Sirianni's press conference. We'll carry that live for you. All your phone calls as well, 215-592-9494. Did your opinion on the Eagles' championship run change after Wild Card Weekend? Yes or no? Where are you at? Plus, we got an awesome clip from Dallas Goedert after his touchdown on Sunday. You're not going to want to miss this. Mic'd up Goedert as he took down the Packers. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show right here on Sports Radio.